Nido Daf Mem Vov. The Gemara over here brings down a memory of Rava. V'ha'amar Rava, Rava say, Ktana she'higiyo, Zichlau she'noiseo, Ino tricha bediko. Ktana, a young girl, that brought, that reached 12 years old, she does not have to be checked to see if she brought simonim. Why? Chazaka heviya simonim. It's a chazaka, it can be assumed that she brought simonim. The Gemara later, in the end, the Gemara says that when did Rava say his memra? Excuse me. Rava only said a chazaka limiun aval chalitza boi bedika. Rava was only saying that for the halacha of miun, we could assume that she brought simonim. But for the halacha of chalitza, we cannot assume that she brought the simonim. Miun is a halacha that a lady, that is a girl that was married off by her mother or brother after her father died, so she's allowed to refuse the marriage, and when she turns 12, she says she's not interested in the marriage. But if she was already 12 and she already had a bia, so then she can no longer refuse the marriage, because if there was a ma'aseh bia afterwards, that bia, that will be an acceptance of the marriage, and then she can no longer be mema'in. So Rabbi was saying that once she reached the age of 12 years old, even though we don't know for sure, that she brought simonim. For that halacha miun, we assume she brought simonim. We're chayshish that she's married, and she can no longer do miun. However, when it comes to the halacha of chalitza, that the halacha is she can only do chalitza after she is 12 years old. So, or the other way around, she can only do chalitza, she can only get chalitza from a boy, from a man that is 13 years old with simanim. So we could only use a boy man that is 13 plus simanim. So we can't assume that he brought simanim to let this lady who needs a chalitza get married to whoever she wants, unless we know for sure. For that, we cannot rely that the simanim came. We do not rely on the chazaka, on this assumption that the simanim came. For miun, we suspect the simanim came, and that's what the chazaka of Rav is for. But for chalitza, for a heter, to go lekula, to go leniently, for that we can't assume the simanim came. In essence, Rav is saying that we suspect, it would seem, that Rav is saying, very simply, we only suspect that the simanim came, but we don't know for sure that the simanim came. And therefore, we have to be stringent that possibly the simanim came, and we can't be lenient to assume that they for sure did come. The Noiz B'Yehuda in Evan Ezer, Chelik Aleph, Simen Samech Aleph, he says, he wonders, if it's true that Rava was only saying that we suspect that the Simanim came, and therefore we must be stringent and we can't be lenient to assume that they came. So why did Rava say, Chazaka, there's an assumption that the Simanim came? He should say, Choyshishin, we suspect that the Simanim came. Chazaka is like there's an assumption that they came. We're not assuming for anything. We're not relying on the Simanim for anything. So therefore, the Nebi Yehuda wants to say that when those Ravis say it's like only a suspicion, that's only if they checked for the Simanim and they couldn't find the Simanim, and we have to suspect that maybe, should we assume that the Simanim came and they fell out, or we should say the Simanim never came. So for that, Rava says that we suspect the Simanim came, even though, despite the fact that we checked and looked for the Simanim and we didn't see them, since there is a possibility that they fell out, we must, says Rava, suspect that the Simanim fell out, and therefore we must rule stringently wherever it's a chumrah that the simanim came, but we can't be lenient if it's a leniency that to say that the simanim came. So it, in essence, says the Noi de Bihuda, the only time Rav is only suspicious of the Simonim is only when we checked and we didn't find the Simonim, and the question is, if now that we checked and didn't find them, are we suspicious that maybe the Simonim fell out? So for that, we're suspicious only. But in a case, says the Noi de Bihuda, where we never checked at all if the Simonim came, so then we assume that the Simonim came. Then we assume the Simonim, then we taka say chazaka. In other words, there is a case that we do say chazaka. Rava did not say that there's a chazaka, so there is famously this words of Rava, the way this halacha of Rava is known, is that it's chazaka de Rava. This is a chazaka that Rava said. This is the assumption of Rava. The assumption is applicable, says the Noi de Bihuda, for a case where we never checked at all to see if the Simonim came. And in such a case, says the Noi de Bihuda, then we would say the Simonim for sure came. If we didn't check at all for the Simonim, the Simonim for sure came, and we can rely on it even for a chalitza. For example, if let's say a man, boy, did chalitza, and we're not sure if he brought Simonim or not, and no one ever checked him if he brought Simonim, and then he died, and he got buried, and no one ever checked him, we would say the chalitza is kasha. That's what the Noi de Bihuda says. And he brings a raya from a Tosfos. The Tosfos says, pretty much says this, the Masechta Bava Basra. Tosfos Masechta Bava Basra says that there was a case over there that a boy died, and we're not sure if he was old enough, was he a gadol, was he not a gadol? And Tosfos says, what do you mean? If he's 13, he for sure had simanim al Rava. So there, Tosfos is talking about a case that we never checked him at all. So he says, what do you mean? Of course. Rava says, we know for sure he brought simanim. In fact, the Noi de Bihuda asks the Noi de Bihuda, what do you mean for sure he brought simanim? If it's true that the Gemara comes out that Rava was only suspicious that perhaps the simanim came, how could Tosfos say that we would be mighty mammon, we would extract money from the one that's muchzik on the money when it's only a suspicion? Just like we're not matter a lady and assume that as a kosher chalita, certainly we would not extract money from somebody holding on to money based on this assumption. It must be, says the Noi de Bihuda, that Tosfos differentiates between a case when we never checked the boy or girl, or where we checked and we didn't find, and it's a question if they fell out. The Noi de Bihuda says perhaps it would not, even if let's go have a boy that did chalitza, and we never checked him at all, and we don't know for sure if he brought simanim, even if the halacha will be that perhaps we'll be obligated to check him, we won't necessarily say that just because he did chalitza, we could assume that the simanim came, and we won't even require a check. We would, if possible, wherever possible, we would require a check. However, in cases where we did not check and it's impossible to check, then we would rely that the simanim came. Continues the Noi de Bihuda, and he says, despite the fact that I could prove, like we did from Tosfos, that the halacha of Rava is noigeya for a case when we never checked and we can't check, and in such a case Rava will say we assume that for sure thus Simonim came. It won't even be a fatik, it won't be a doubt, we'll consider it as if it for sure came. Nevertheless, that will only be the opinion of Tosfos. But he says, I have a proof that the Rosh disagrees with this halach. Because the Rosh says like this. The Rosh says, what happens if we have a boy that when he was 13, we never checked him, and we never checked him until he was 13 and a half. Now, before we checked him, he went and he did something that he made some type of chalois. Let's say he said edus, or he saw something, or he did something, he made a chalois, he made a kinyan, he made a transaction, he did something after he was 13. After, at the time, we never checked him. He did some chalois. Then, let's say when he's 13 and a half, we checked and we found that he has simonim. In fact, he did have simonim. Says the Rosh, I could say that since now he found that he has simonim, we could assume if now he has it retroactively, he also had simonim. Says Because we can assume that if it's like this today, it was also, we can assume it was like that before as well. Says the Noid of Yehuda, why did he have to say we assume that? Just because we see it here today, we assume it was also there before. Why do you have to say because we assume it's there before? According to Tosis, it's unrelated to the fact that it's because it's here now, I can assume it's retroactively. According to Tosis, that alone, that it wasn't checked, is enough reason any time that it wasn't checked, we assume that it was for sure here. So why didn't the Rosh say, like Tosis said, it must be, says the Noid Yehuda, that the Rosh disagrees with Tosis. Now, so that would mean that according to the Rosh, unless we at some point checked him, then we can, and if we never checked him from the beginning, and then at some point we checked him, then we could assume retroactively that he had Simonim all along. But if we never checked him, then the Rosh would disagree with Tosis, and then we would not be able to assume that he for sure had Simonim. This halacha of the Rosh is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Eidos, Simen Lamed Hei. However, in Evin Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch brings down two opinions. And here in Evin Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch says that some disagree with this whole, with this sheet of the Rosh. And some are more machmir than the Rosh and say, just because we see it there today, that's still not enough to assume that it was there beforehand. It would seem that it's a stira from what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen, in Hilchos Eidos, in Hilchos Chayshe Mishpa, by Hilchos Eidos, what he says in Evin Hezer. So to that, the Beis Meir has an answer that really Shulchan Aruch holds that the main thing is this Beis Meir is in Evin Hezer, Simen Kufa, in Beis of Zion. And he says the Mechaber holds that the main halacha is like the Rosh. That if it's the Simanim Adi, I assume that they were there before. And Evin Ezer, he brought down others that disagree, is only where it's passable. Hechad Afshal Iskuni, where he was choshish for the opinions that disagree with the Rosh, where we're able to be misakin it, we're able to fix it up. So there he was choshish for those Shittas that say that just because it's here today, we can't assume that it was there beforehand. It would seem that if Shulchan Aruch brings down this Rosh, the Rosh said, L'choyer, not like Tosfos. In other words, we don't hold like Tosfos that just because if someone wasn't checked at all, Tosfos, we pointed out that according to Tosfos, if we didn't check at all, and it's impossible to check, we could assume that the Simon for sure came. The Rosh holds we can't. And the Shulchan Aruch brought down this Rosh for another point. It would seem like Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rosh, not like Tosis, and that the halacha would be not like Tosis. The Shav Shmaita goes further, and he makes another diuk, because he says the stimus of Shulchan Aruch, and Siman and Chayshim Mishpat of Ezir, and Siman Lamed Hei, it says, a katan is possible to Edis until he brings two Saras. Says, in other words, until we know he has two Saras. The Shav Shmaita, the Shmaita Hei, Perikid Aleph, says, Shulchan Aruch is L'chayra telling us very straightforward, that we cannot assume that a child, a boy brought Simonim unless we know of certain, unless we prove that he brought Simonim, unless we have good reason to tell us that he brought Simonim, the Chazak is insufficient. In other words, not like Tosis. He's medayik from the words of the Shulchan Aruch that Shulchan Aruch should have said, well, if we can't check, then he's a gadol. No, Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion until we checked at some point and saw that he had Simonim, we cannot assume that he was a gadol. Just getting back to the main question of the Noid of Yehuda, that was, why is it that we Rabbi said Chazaka? Why do Rabbi call it Chazaka? If it's true that we're not really assuming, we're just being suspicious that perhaps the person, the boy or the girl, brought Simanim. So, if it's only a suspicion, why call it Chazaka? Why call it an assumption? So, according to the Tosis, the Noid of Yehuda said a very good teretz, that if we never checked him at all, in such a case, there is an assumption. In the Rosh, we also see that perhaps it's an assumption, which is also not really such a good tarot. Maybe you'll say that because once you see it retroactively, but that might be its own chazaka. Who said that's a chazaka, that it's kind of an assumption that it brought Simonim? The Ari Shoinim, and this is what I'll end off the shiur with, that asked this question, why does Rabbi call it a chazaka? And they say, a couple of terutzim. One reason, one way they answer the question is that if let's say ladies checked and found that the person had simon, we'll rely on the ladies. Why will we rely on the ladies? Look there, so he's talking to Rishonim, that much of a chazok it is. If we don't know, if we checked and he didn't find simonim, well, that's if he didn't even check at all, there's no assumption. It's not a halachic assumption that there is simonim. It's only a suspicion that there is simonim. But there is something, there is somewhat of an assumption that the simonim came, enough so that if we combine that with testimony from women, even though usually we do not rely on testimony from women, but here we will, because there is somewhat of an assumption that the simonim came. That's one answer. And another answer is that they say like this: if the girl did miun, Bezin doesn't have to worry to look to see if she has simonim or not. They can assume that she mistama brought simonim, because it would be a chashash la'alma. If it would be only a chashash if she brought simonim, Chazal would go and check, be matriach to check. But now that it is a chazaka, Bezin does not have to be matriach to look and see if she has simonim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.